Locker room chats continue here on KMZA, talking Centralia basketball with girls head coach Roger Holthaus. It is brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wanklin Oil Company as well. Coach, your team is ranked. You're off to a 3-0 start. Most recently, a 58-33 win. That was against Onega on Tuesday night. Last Friday, you won essentially on a last-second shot from Owen Dieters to top Nemaha Central, 40-39. Obviously, these last couple of games, it's had to feel pretty good coming out with a couple of victories.
Yeah, Brandon has. You go back to Seneca game. You know, we didn't shoot especially well, and you got to credit Seneca for Nemaha Central for doing to have part of that. But I felt the Seneca game that we really we kind of hung in there until the end, and I thought we played hard the whole game and gave ourselves a chance to win in the fourth quarter. And then last night I thought we were focused for being on the road for the first time, and so I was very pleased with both. Both
times. Yeah, fairly comfortable against Onega, winning by 25, but I want to go back to that Nemaha Central game. Again, defensively, you guys were very good, obviously holding them down to keep yourselves in the ball game. But you guys scored just 8 points in the second and third quarters, and yet still have that opportunity to win the game. And obviously, Owen Dieter's coming up real big, and I want to talk about her in just a minute. But, you know, defensively, had to feel pretty good keeping yourself in that ball game.
Yeah, I think Brandon defensively, and I think it's just our attitude. It's a pretty close knit group, and they're going to play hard and step on the floor. We know we battled the height issue at times, but it seems like they have each other's back. And when you start doing that, then it becomes a real fun. A fun season for everyone involved.
How about Owen Dieters? Again, she had the big shot, the game-winning three with about 3 seconds left, 2.5 seconds left. Ultimately, the difference in the Nemaha Central win, our reigning athlete of the week. She had 21, 5 threes in her very first game. Again, she's just a freshman, so seems like at least early on through three games, she's having quite the start to her season.
Yeah, she's playing extremely well, and you credit the I always say when you get a freshman, you got to credit the seniors kind of guy accept, and I think the two seniors that play a lot have accepted it, and they understand, and they're willing to do whatever it takes to win a basketball game. So that, you know, kudos to Avery Dieters and Abby Plenty for kind of getting that and making her feel comfortable within the offense and also within the team.
You look to close out the 21 portion of the schedule coming up on Friday with a home game against Washington County. How much do you know about the Tigers, and what kind of ball game can you expect there?
I don't know a lot about them, Brandon. They got a little bit of size inside. I worry more what we got to do, and can we get a little bit better Friday night than it was Tuesday night. I'm kind of worried about us more than I am watched, but they post props inside for us.
Yeah, they're a 2-1 team coming off wins against Onega and Wakefield this past week, so it should be a good one with Washington County and Centralia on Friday night to wrap up the 21 portion of the schedule. That is Centralia girls basketball coach Roger Holthaus joining us here again, presented by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wanklin Oil Company. His team 3-0, one more tilt with Washington County before the holiday break. Coach, appreciate it very much as always. Good luck against Washington County on Friday, and we will talk to you in a couple of weeks once we get to the new year.
Okay, thank you, Brandon. Have a good Christmas.